So as you know, I'm extremely passionate about the Sydney Royal Easter Show. I've got memories from when I was a little tacker to right up recently when we took our own children to go to that fantastic event. Well, now the Royal Easter Show wants to know about your memories for a huge bicentennial event that's happening. Joining us to have a chat about it, broadcaster and general manager of the Sydney Royal Easter Show and Agriculture, Murray Wilton. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm very well. Thank you for the introduction. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. What's your first memories of the Royal Easter Show?
You know, I was very, very young, and my father worked for an organisation called Wool Testing Services. And they used to sponsor off the fashion parades at Moore Park, and I was very, very young, and I was a member because that was the thing to do in those days. And we would go to the show almost on a daily basis, and we would watch these fashion parades. But at the end of every show, there were always animals that were part of the parade, and Dad would bring home a baby lamb.
Oh,
and that baby lamb would live in our back garden in suburbia Sydney until it grew up to be a ram. And still to this day, I remember always saying to my dad, you know, whatever happened to Baba? Oh, Baba's gone to...
gone to the farm.
Out of the bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was probably one of my earliest memories of the show. It's funny, you know, you look back on it now and you can still remember what the smells were like. You remember very, very vividly what it was like at the Easter show. And...
yeah, you're exactly right. And it's not actually just the show itself for me. I remember as a young fella saving up my pocket money so that when we could go to the show, I could buy some stuff that I wanted to. I could get some show bags. I could go on some rides. But and then, as you say, you walk through the gates back in the day in the old Moore Park site, and the smell of horse manure and the country, it just hit you as soon as you came through those gates.
And, you know, it's funny. There's a smell that triggers my mind. It's a smell of rubber. And I'll tell you why, because when I was a kid, I remember I convinced my mother to buy me one of those rubber masks.
Oh, yes.
And it was a robber's face. And I wore this thing everywhere. And I could still smell the rubber. And I still remember also in the show bag pavilions, there were these little things on the side of the show bag pavilions where you put 10 or 20 cents in, and a surprise would pop out the bottom. And I remember as a kid putting 20 cents in, and that was a lot of money in those days.
It was, yes.
And nothing came out.
Oh, mate.
And, mate, I'm devastated because I still haven't got my little present that popped out at the bottom. But look.
Why do we want to know about everybody's memories, Murray?
Look, we're celebrating the 200th anniversary of the RAS of New South Wales next year. The Easter show next year, starting on the 8th, is going to be a sensational Easter show. And we want to try and capture everybody's memories. And those memories are the ones that I've got, the ones that you've got. And it can be anything in regards to the fact that you used to be a competitor. You used to just simply visit the show. You may have been able to sneak into the show or jump the fence. All those, you know, wonderful tales, we want people to tell us what they are on our website. And if you've got some fantastic photographs, and often the best photographs were the ones that were taken by yourself or even mum or dad in the years gone by, and they're sitting in photo albums, we'd love you to scan them and send them through to us via our website so that we can share that story with everybody else that reads them.
That'd be fantastic. Mate, before I let you go, I'm going to tell you about my last memory from when I was at the Royal Easter Show. Our kids were about 4 or 5 or thereabouts, and when we walked through the front gates, I looked at some big tractors. I think they were John Deere tractors. I said, if anybody gets lost, okay, I want you to meet us back here, all right? Just come back to where these tractors are. But what I didn't think is that was like on the far side of the place. So we did end up getting lost, and by the time we made it back, everyone looked at me and said, why did you have to pick the one thing that's so far away from everything else? It took us ages just to find this.
That's fantastic. Really, really good. There's a whole stack of them, but it's really good of you to make contact and let everybody know about what we're doing.
Always looking forward to the next Royal Easter Show, which is going to be, as always, bigger and better than ever. Murray Wilton, thank you very much for joining us on 2&M.
No, great to talk to you. Thank you so much.